The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 16, The Writings, Job and Ecclesiastes. The pre-Christian books of the Bible fall into four groups. The Pentateuch, which are the first five books. The former and latter prophets, which are the books dealing with history and prophecy. And the writings. Among the writings are Psalms and Proverbs, the Song of Solomon, which is a book of love poems, Job and Ecclesiastes. The book of Job explores the huge issue of undeserved suffering. It tells of a wealthy man blessed with a large family who lived a virtuous and godly life. In conversation with one of his servants, Satan, God spoke well of Job. Satan, whose responsibility it was to act as the accuser of humankind, replied that Job's virtue was simply due to his prosperity. God therefore gave him permission to harass Job, though without harming him personally. So, Satan deprived Job of his wealth and of his children. But Job, though grieving, accepted his fate and said, "The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Then God gave Satan permission to afflict Job physically. He contracted sores from head to foot and sat among ashes scraping himself with a shard of pottery. When three friends came to visit him, Job burst out in a terrible lament. One after another, his friends tried to explain his affliction. Their main argument was that in some way he must have deserved it. But Job vehemently denied that it was this so. Eventually, however, God revealed himself to Job in person, in all his creative splendour. Job exclaimed, "I knew of you only by report, but now I see you with my own eyes," and submitted to him. God rewarded him by restoring his wealth and giving him a new family. The book of Ecclesiastes was written by a teacher of wisdom, reflecting in a spirit of free inquiry on the problems which life presents. Its message is that life is basically futile, since in the long run nothing changes. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Even reflection is empty. In much wisdom is much vexation. The more knowledge, the more suffering. One should make the best out of this life, since it is all one has. There is a right time for everything, and no way of understanding God's purposes as a whole. Nonetheless, one should fear God and obey his commandments. This was taken from the books of Job and Ecclesiastes.